5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
One is the loneliest number that you'll ever do. Two can be as bad as one. It's the loneliest number since the number one.
Howdy, Croc Nation. Dr. Tommy and Ellie here with you with another amazing Croc podcast. Angel Santana, have faith, let it begin, on the other side of the computer glass. Angel, I missed you last week.
I'm telling you, and the people are screaming over at the Have Faith, Let It Begin podcast. They said, where's Dr. E?
No kidding. You're just saying that to make me feel wanted.
True, but that's okay.
You're supposed to lie to me. Angel, it's a wonderful to be back, to be, you know, putting another podcast together for our amazing survivors / thrivers. And it is my hope that this new module, which will be a 3-episode module, will help them in their journey and give them, again, more tools to jerry-rig their lives into a very positive way. And this series, as you can hear from the music that we started with, one is the loneliest number, but this is not going to be about one, although it will be about one. It's not going to be about loneliness. It's going to be about singularity and the power of singularity. And then we're going to follow that up with the plurality, meaning the multiple uses and interactions between cancer survivors. And then we're going to end with now that, you know, once we teach the survivors / thrivers how to be singular and strong in their singularity, then we're going to bring it all back and have them utilize their new strength in their singularity while being in a crowd or in a plurality. So that's the amazing direction that we're going over the next 3 weeks. Put on your seatbelts. Get ready to begin.
I like it. And a big shout out to Amy Mann, who opened us up today with the song One. A big shout outs to them.
Awesome. Thank you. So yeah, that's so we don't get sued. So exactly. So, you know, Angel, have you ever heard of the formula, Einstein's formula, energy equals mass times the speed of light squared?
Wow. Boy, did you take me way back. Yes, I have heard that.
So if you think about it, you know, when we were in the race to achieve nuclear weapons, you know, which was fulfilled at the end of the Second World War, the scientists, the physicists, the theoretical physicists made a realization, and I guess it was Einstein's realization, that the energy within just one atom, so imagine how small the mass of an atom is, but if you take that mass from that atom and you're able to somehow either fuse or fission it, you know, that's not a real word, but we're going to use it anyway. And then multiply that by the constant of the speed of light. So there is nothing that is faster than the speed of light. Not even a speeding bullet, not even Superman can approximate the speed of light. And then square that. So you can take a small mass, but in the right capacity, in the right circumstances, be able to utilize that small mass by, you know, exposing or exploiting the power within each cell and within each atom, multiplying that by the speed of light squared. And that's what gives you that energy that you see, that nuclear explosion, that whether they call that the mushroom cloud. So what we're going to do over the next 3 sessions is we're going to teach our survivors how to exploit that power, that nuclear power of their singularity. So that's kind of the direction that we're going. So we're going to start, as I said, with the power of you and your journey. So trying to experience and define what singularity is and how to achieve it. Then we're going to talk about the power of survivorship with survivor-to-survivor interaction, which is plurality. And then we're going to end it with how to use, as I said, this singularity in plurality. So Angel, when you think of the word singular or singularity, what are some of the adjectives that come to your mind?
Singular or singularity? And you're
singularity.
Okay, yep. Singularity.
Yeah, what are some of the words that come to your mind when you hear that? Like singular, like meaning a one
of course. Mm-hmm. I don't want to use the same word. One or something that is unique or in.
Well, that's actually the Webster dictionary word is something that's distinctive, unusual, peculiar. But I think that there's really more of a negative connotation to that word singular. I think people would take that word as it relates not just to math, but to life, right, especially to our lives as humans. And they see isolation and they see loneliness and they see sadness, or they see remoteness or somberness or dejection or disconsolation, woefulness. So, you know, to be singular, again, getting back to the song, you know, one is the loneliest number, you know, being alone, you know, you're thinking of all these negative things, but there really is a power, you know, to that singularness, that power of yourself, that's really important. And there's really three things that occur in cancer that forces our survivors/thrivers to find a way to stay strong, you know, within themselves. So within their singularity, within themselves. And one is the pre-existing toxicity that we all have to deal with. And that's the pre-existing toxicity of life. So, you know, a survivor comes into their cancer journey, you know, they might not have great health to start, right? So it might be one of our elderly survivors who might have diabetes or high blood pressure or whatever, in which case, you know, you already have that pre-existing issue to deal with. I don't know anybody who doesn't have a few bad relationships, you know, hopefully not like within, you know, your primary unit, whether it be your parents or your children or your partner, or your important friends, but, you know, everyone has some sort of issues of toxicity in their relationships. Many people have, if not all of us, have some personal expression toxicity. So did we really, you know, become everything we wanted to do? Do we, you know, the things that we always wanted to achieve in life, our level of education, the jobs that we pursue, which is really professional expression, but personal expression, you know, if we always wanted to, you know, become an artist or become an athlete or become a poet or become a singer or become a musician, or to become a top chef or whatever, you know, have we been able to achieve that? And there have been certain things that have stood in our way. So I call all of these things where we didn't hit the mark or might have issues, our pre-existing toxicity, which already begins to isolate us. Mm-hmm. And then you have the circumstantial toxicity of perception. So it's the way our survivor and thrivers are really perceived in the world. So do you remember when we did the episode, the podcast on words, where yes, the woman who had the double mastectomy was in the room and the nurse sort of was, you know, against the wall with her arms folded and, you know, her body language was very standoffish. And it was almost, yes, as if she was saying without saying, you know, oh, you have cancer, like you're infectious. It's like you have COVID or you have tuberculosis, your cooties, you know, I don't want to be you. I don't want to, like, I want to stay. If that nurse could have melted into the wall, you know, that's what she could have done. And people do look at you differently when you have cancer and are going through cancer. Number one, it makes people very uncomfortable. And I think what it makes them feel uncomfortable is they, of course, are uncomfortable because they don't know what to say to you. They don't know the right words, or they don't know, you know, how to react to you or what to say, as I said. But even more importantly, they're fearful for themselves. You know, you're hanging out with somebody, you're best friends with somebody, you're married to somebody, you know, your parents or whatever, and you're thinking, you know, hey, we're going to keep this going forever, right? This is a really good thing we got. And then all of a sudden they become fearful that they're going to lose you. And even more importantly, they're fearful that they're going to lose themselves, that someday they're going to become you. So there's this toxicity, circumstantial toxicity of the perception of how our cancer survivors are seen, by others. And then there's the inherent toxicity of cancer just as a disease. So again, we've always said cancer is not just a disease. It's like an alien that comes into your body uninvited. It's usually undeserved and unjust. Usually you haven't done anything to deserve it. And it's a very capricious disease. And when I use that word capricious disease, that's a really good SAT word. But what does it mean? It just means that you could be, going through your survivorship and doing fantastic for 2, 4, 5, 10, 20 years. And I've seen people 30 years and then wake up and feel a lump and their cancer came back. So there's a capriciousness about cancer. And there's also this unjust reputation of cancer being a death sentence. And we all know that that's not true, but it's still a perception. So these are three, what I would say, categories of what already begins that isolating process, that process of taking a cancer survivor and basically putting them on this desert island where they're, ostracized and dejected and all of those terrible words. But what we're going to do today in this first of three podcasts is we're going to take that isolationism and we're going to change it into the power of singularity. And there are things that can cause the adjectives that we discussed, right? So we already figured that out, those three things or those three categories. But we need to teach our survivors, Angel, today, that they need to make a conscious choice to turn the degradation of isolationism and turn it into the nuclear power of survivorship singularity. So that's kind of the buzzwords that we're using today. To point how they can find something within themselves to not only survive in this milieu, in this environment, but also excel in the same environment. And we always, Angel, what do we always say? We don't just point out problems, we also try to come up with solutions for our survivors. And it's
Absolutely.
the process, and I call it the process of triangulating, or the process of triangle of the process of the triangulation of singularity. Say that five times fast. And there's three, of course, a triangle is a three pointed object, geometric object. And can you guess, this is not Family Feud, so you will not be penalized, but can you guess one of the points of how we can achieve this power of singularity?
Of the actual triangle, or are we
Yes, there's three points to
so
it.
which point from the from okay, I'm gonna draw a really bad triangle real quick.
No, you did really good, actually.
I'm gonna say believe I'm gonna say the top.
Okay, but give me a couple of, like, what would you say, strategies? Give me three strategies, and I'll tell you, I'll buzz you or I'll applaud you. I'm probably going to buzz you, but even if you get it right.
Three strategies.
Yeah.
Oh,
I know it's late. I know it's late.
No,
And
I mean, can you be more specific?
I'll
Like,
give you the first one.
okay, yeah.
And then let's see if you can, figure out the other two. So I think, when you're talking about a survivor who feels isolated, who feels depressed, who feels abandoned, right? We didn't use that word, but that's another good word. And we're telling them that they're alone, and they are alone. I mean, it's just what it is. Either because they're going through their journey alone. There are people that are maybe hopefully trying to help them, but in general, they're going through it themselves, and how to be okay with that and how to turn that into something strong. So the first thing I say is that we need to teach our survivors how to be strong in quiet. So I want them to be in a quiet, soundless place. Now, sound doesn't have to be really sound, but when I say quiet, I mean quiet in your soul. So there's a contentment in quietness where your body and your mind and your soul and your being are just calm and relaxed and settled. And there's our minds that we're trying to work and trying to direct, where it's a nonstop process where our minds are kind of working against this calm and this quiet and trying to make us think of all the worst case scenarios that happen, you know, as a survivor, thriver. You know, what could go wrong? Your next blood test is next week. It could show something bad. You have your CAT scan or MRI in a month. That could be bad. It could tell us that the cancer is back. But in that moment, right now, in that quiet, there is a power. And again, that power, that's the top part of the triangle, that's going to give you that power of singularity. The second thing is a calmness or a peacefulness in your singularity, where you're non-reactive and you're okay with what is. You're not attached, but you're present. So I don't want everyone to think we're trying to make you all Buddhas out there that are going to achieve nirvana after listening to the podcast. But what I want them to feel, what I want our survivors to feel, is number one, the quietness to quiet themselves. Number two, to calm themselves and become peaceful and non-reactive and be okay with what is. So what is you have cancer. I don't want you to have cancer. Angel doesn't want you to have cancer, but you have cancer. But that's okay. You're not going to die of your cancer. You're a survivor. You're not going to die today. And to be at peace with that and to be attached in a non-attached way. I know that makes no sense, but we don't want you to feel that this is going to weigh you down. And we also don't want you to be completely disconnected with the world. We want you to be present, but we also want you to be non-attached. And then the third point of that triangle, Angel, is wisdom. So survivors know the secret to life. We might say this every podcast. Survivors have had that veil of deception that we're going to all be immortal and we're going to live forever. And whatever we are today is going to be what we're going to be for the rest of our lives, which is going to be long and it's going to have no tragedy. It's not going to have any bumps in the road. That's all bull loney, right? And they know this and they have that wisdom. That's one of the things that makes them so powerful. That's what makes you guys so powerful, is that you have read that last page of the mystery novel and you're okay with the ending. So they know the secret, Angel. We don't know. And they know that whatever happens, whatever it seems to be on the surface, they ask the question, and this will be a separate podcast. They ask the famous question, does it really matter? Is it true? You're going to die. Is it true? Well, yes, we're going to die, but we're not going to die today. Your blood test came back abnormal. Okay, I feel good. So what does that mean? You know, they're okay with being able to take these questions and these things that upset everyone else, and they're able to put it into perspective and be able to achieve that power of their singularity. And lastly, Angel, singularity gives you, the survivor, the thriver, the strength, that nuclear strength that we were talking about in the beginning. Energy is that survivor's essence times the power of their singularity times the power of their plurality. And we'll get into plurality next week. But what we look at and what the singularity will do for you as a survivor, thriver, is it will make you self-reliant. You're singular. You can do everything yourself. You don't have to rely on anyone to get what you need out of life, to get the things you need to get to your next day, to get through your survivorship. You are reliant on yourself. You need no one else. You may have other people, but you don't need them. You have yourself. You are self-referring. That means that you don't give a damn what anybody else thinks. Those terrible doctors and nurses that, you know, try to, they don't try, they probably don't mean to. I'd like to think they don't mean to, but, you know, by their actions and their words, make you feel bad, make you feel afraid, make you feel ostracized. But you're not worried about that. You're not worried about your neighbor. who every time they look at you like you're already dead. They don't, they're not people that are judging you. And it really doesn't matter if they are, because you are self-referring. You're referring from your personal experience, from your inner singularity, not from others. And you're fearless because this journey has made you fearless. You've had no choice but to go from being a fearful, organism to a fearless organism, because of your experience as a survivor. And you are able to navigate toward the destination of what it is that you want to achieve in your life. What is your legacy? You are not allowing others to throw you off your course. You are clearly defining your goals and putting it out to the universe, and you're lovingly erecting and policing the boundaries of comfort that you feel comfortable with. And you're not angry at anyone. You're not, you're not like a, what would you say, sort of someone who's hardened, or someone who's really very, very, tenuous with what they want out of life, but you're kind to those who are threatened by your expansion, and you are tolerant to those who don't understand your journey. So, Angel, your thoughts.
There's not ever an opportunity when we don't do an episode where I don't ever not forget the power and the ability that these cancer survivors have. I'm starting to,
Opportunity is a great word.
yeah. And you know what's amazing is how much of a superhero they really are.
Yes, I
They
agree.
really, because they are just, they have this. No, I don't want to use this term. They just have a no give up attitude.
Yes.
And most people like us that get so much as a splinter would just, like chop my finger off, just chop it off. And they're like, you know what? Just give me some tweezers and we'll just take it out. Or you know what? Better yet, I'll just bite it off. And I find that they're the most inspiring people. With that being said, going back to what you said earlier in the episode, I would say, would you say that now more days that people that encounter people that have cancer would be more afraid of what you said? You did touch base on it. Be more afraid of what to say to them than to feel like they're going to catch it. I feel like back in the in like 20 years ago, yes, if you knew that somebody had cancer, you'd be like, oh, am I going to get it? But now I think it's more of what do I say?
Yeah, as I said, I think they're two different. If it's a question, the answer that I see it is that there's two different categories. There are people that don't know what to say, of course, but there are people that subconsciously really believe that, somehow either it's a superstition. If someone has cancer, they don't want to like be in their sphere. Like you could have somebody that you know for your entire life, and then all of a sudden they just kind of disappear. Maybe they don't want to have that energy around them. Maybe they think that you're going to suck their life, their life strength away, or their life essence away, or they think that, and I think actually the majority is the third category, is I think a lot of people just are afraid because they're afraid to say, well, if this person has cancer, why don't I have it, or why can't I get it? And the answer is you could. And that's not the answer that people want to hear. They want to stay, with their heads under the sand, and they do not want to accept, what is. They want to accept what they think is, or what they would like to have is, but they don't accept what is. And those are the three things that makes our survivors so strong and so amazing. Angel Santana, have faith, let it begin, my friend. As always, you are the best, amazing co-host, and just such a dear friend. And for all of those who are out there trying to find their singularity, you might want to listen to Angel's podcast, Have Faith, Let It Begin, every weekday. I think 7 a.m., 8 a.m.
7:30 a.m. And if you'd like Dr. Ian Ellie, which I do myself, he will always do a double duty. So when we're done watching today's episode, wait for tomorrow because every Monday, my co-host and co-partner in life, the icon, the Ayatollah of rock and roll, I call him. Dr. Tommy Nelly's with us.
You're letting your wrestling, your WrestleMania come out. Rod Freeman, Have Faith, Let It Begin. Not Have Faith, Let It Begin, although he listens to Have Faith, Let It Begin. Small biz up, Rod. It was good meeting with you on the phone the other day. It was always great to talk to you. Thanks for everything you do for our survivors. Board of directors, again, we're meeting next month. Can't wait. We'll have some great surprises for everybody. Some new changes to Croc podcast, which I can't wait to share with everyone and then share with our beautiful survivor thrivers. Michael John Benzea, Charlotte Larson, for your continued support and belief. And of course, this is the pep talk time for our survivor thrivers. There is nothing that I can say that Angel just didn't say. You guys are remarkable, inspiring heroes. You are superheroes. The reason why we do these podcasts is not really to listen to ourselves talk. It's to try to make sure that we help you recognize the power you have. Whatever the episode happens to be, and this happens to be trying to find the power in your singularity or whatever the podcast module happens to be, it's really meant to direct you toward that inner power that you have in you that you may not have achieved yet or realized that you have. You guys are strong and you may not know it. You are amazing, but you may not feel it. You are tough, but do not believe it. You are worthwhile, but you don't feel it. You are special. You are loved. You are brave. You are supported. You are not alone, even in your aloneness. And you are a fighter, and you got this. We end this podcast the way we end every single Croc podcast, with a blessing and a hope and a prayer that each and every one of you has a long, healthy, happy, and cancer-free life. God bless you. God be with you. Peace.